This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A Colorado gun rights group wants a federal court to block a new state law that restricts the purchase of semi-automatic weapons. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Kyle McKinnon reports.
The law went into effect August 1st. It requires people to get a permit, take an in-person safety training course, and pass a test before buying certain rifles, shotguns, and pistols. The law only applies to purchases of these weapons moving forward. It also bans devices like bump stocks that increase a gun's rate of fire. The Colorado State Shooting Association asked the federal court to pause enforcement due to a pending lawsuit the group filed last September. The group wants to overturn the law on Second Amendment grounds. Supporters of the new law say it will help limit the damage caused during mass shootings.
That was Kyle McKinnon reporting. Colorado is still facing intense wildfires, and forests may have a tough time recovering. CPR's Ishan Takor explains.
New research from Western Colorado University shows that fast-moving wildfires can permanently change forests. Those fires burn intensely and can leave huge gaps in the canopy. That makes it harder for surviving trees to reseed the area, meaning a forest may never grow back. Climate change is also increasing fire severity. Jonathan Koop is the lead author.
Well, it's hot and dry and smoky. These problems are only going to get worse until we deal with the underlying cause.
Grasses, shrubs, or even different trees could grow back instead. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
The next time you need to park in downtown Denver, you may be able to stay longer in your parking space. Meters along Broadway and in the Lower Highlands will now allow you to park for up to 3 hours instead of being capped at 2. That said, a longer stay will cost a little more. Hours 1 and 2 cost $2 each, and the third hour is $3. This is CPR News. It's now 7:06.